Precious tritium is the fuel that makes this podcast go.
There's only 25 pounds of it on the whole planet.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Hello and welcome back to Swinging Through Spider-Man. It's a new year.
Happy but
it's
new year, folks.
It's not a new us. You got in the way of my joke. We're 10 seconds into the first recording of the new year. You've got in the way of the pun.
Get on the train. This is the way how 2019 stays. This is the way how it's going to be from now on. Shit jokes, broken down. I'm a
productive year for us. It's Swinging Through Spider-Man, the podcast where me, and you've already heard him, it's Brad over there, we read through The Amazing Spider-Man issue by issue. Today, we have to go back in time, Brad, because today we'll be covering an issue we should have covered a fair while back.
See, this is what I was saying. We start in 2019, like we intend to go on, with a fuck-up.
Yeah, we are correcting our mistakes. We are going back in time and correcting our mistake. We're not really. We're actually covering an issue about 6 or 7 episodes too late. But in case you're unaware, The Amazing Spider-Man isn't just a numbered issue 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. There are annuals. So every year, a bumper edition of the comic is released with an original story attached to 2 kind of previous stories. So we cover the original story in these. The first annual, Brad, it was a Sinister Six.
Yep.
So Spidey was confronted by 6 of his famous villains. The second annual, he went on kind of a cosmic journey through dimensions with Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
This one is probably the most back to basics annual, but it's probably one of the best.
So sometimes it's just needed, isn't it, to go back to basics and just have Spider-Man wrestling the Hulk on the front cover.
Weirdly enough, if you're a newcomer to the podcast, this is an issue you could kind of just listen to without needing much context at all, because all of the characters featured in this, you'll know them just because of, you know, the comics and the mainstream subconscious. These characters, you will definitely know them.
Unless you've been living under some sort of rock.
Yeah, the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes there.
If you've stumbled across this podcast, the most likeliest thing is that you are somehow involved in superheroes or like comics in some sort of way.
Yeah. I mean, you certainly not listen to this podcast for the quality of the audio.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Or its standard as an...
or the content that it holds.
Yeah, we are not a flag bearer for the audio platform.
we are setting no benchmarks.
But I believe that if you come to this is probably one of the most mainstream episodes that we could probably have. I really do think so.
Is that the episode title?
I've got a better one, and we'll get onto that.
We'll get onto that.
So we don't really need to go into the story of Spider-Man so far or what happened last time. Really, we can kind of just jump in.
Let's dive, mate.
So, Spider-Man Annual 3, of course, it is written, scribed by the late Stan Lee, who passed away last year. Very famous man in all the Marvel films, in all the Marvel bloody comics as well. He's had his hands in all of them. And drawn by John Romita, who has been the artist for the Spider-Man issues for about 12. We've covered the last 12 or so. So this would be the 13th one.
Wasn't he jumping on the Spider-Man issues after doing a stint on Daredevil?
Yeah, so he kind of trained on the character, then jumped full-time into it.
Yeah.
And it really does show that he's getting a bit more comfortable with it. But we go back into the past for this one. This is more in the earlier days, I guess. Not right at the start. I'm not sure where it lies because I've completely forgotten and I'm kind of winging it now.
Just guess.
Feeling ever so slightly uncomfortable about my knowledge.
We spoke about this the other week, actually, and it turned out it was 1967 or something like that. It was late 60s we haven't quite broke the 70s barrier yet.
Yeah. So this is a 60s comic. It's the third annual of Spider-Man. It's something we should have covered a while ago, but we're covering it now, and we're going to jump right in. The first page of the comic has the Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes, are sitting around a table. What are they discussing, Brad? They're discussing Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man.
This guy couldn't possibly be an Avenger. No fucking way.
The irony is, they're discussing hiring him.
Oh. Oh, I didn't realise that this was like a paid position. Like get on like the LinkedIn or like there's some sort of like superhero recruitment agency out there.
Capes.com. Just. I don't know if it's a paid position. I'm not sure of the working rights here. But the conversation about offering Spider-Man membership to the Avengers has come about because they've just simply been studying a full-size photograph of him.
Oh, that's not a photograph, mate. That's a full-blown poster. That's like you know when you go to these business meetings and some that one geezer pulls out the fucking roller banner from the ground. Like you'll have like Dave the DJ at family parties that just pulls out this hire me banner. That's what they've got.
The worst thing is, so you've got the Avengers, man. You've got Captain America. You got Hawkeye, Thor, Iron Man, the Wasp, and Goliath sitting around a table. I don't know how Goliath is even around that table.
He is the table, mate.
The conversation starts when they say, "We've studied this photo of Spider-Man long enough," and I'm thinking, the Avengers, do they not have, you know, some slightly more pressing issues?
I said I wanted cheese on my sub. Now get back to this photo.
It's a bit odd, but they're all kind of down for bringing him aboard-ish. They kind of decided that the vote's been done. They've had a look at the photo of Spider-Man, and they think he's Avengers material. However, you can't just join the Avengers. You must do a trial. You have to pass a test defined
right,
by...
Right. What I want to know is this panel of judges consists of Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Wasp, Hank Pym as Goliath, and Hawkeye. Who the fuck is Hawkeye to judge talent? Is that when Piers Morgan was on Britain's Got Talent? It literally, it's just like, guys, I don't think Spider-Man should be in this club, because, yeah, I just don't think it's right. Everyone's just like, Hawkeye, are you feeling threatened again?
Let's be completely honest as well. Iron Man is simply Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, completely.
If he chose to make an iron suit instead of fancy cars and shoot random shit into space, we would have Tony Stark as
See,
Iron Man.
Here's the thing that I'm hearing, though. Like, during Iron Man 1, when Warmonger got like the big Iron Man suit and just started
building
up the gap, I have a feeling that would be Elon Musk after he got like ousted by the board members.
Oh, when he was crying during that interview, his fat, bloated face.
Like, to sort of cross the beams here, it would be like, imagine Warmonger doing what Green Goblin did in Spider-Man 1, where he's just like, "How damn I?" and he blows up the board of directors.
The thing is, Elon Musk would definitely need kind of like an Ironmonger suit with that voice projection, because he talks like he's eating his own tongue. It's such a weird accent. It's like kind of Canadian, South African, British and American kind of like mushed up, and it does. It just comes out so kind of arrogant. Even if he doesn't mean to be arrogant, it comes off like really bad.
Have you ever seen that picture of him in university where he's like a balding 40-year-old man trapped in the body of of a 20-year-old?
Yeah. But enough about that, man.
Yes, let's move on.
Avengers, this is a tangent for a year.
Elon Musk, definitely not Avenger material.
They need a character reference before the test. The Avengers need someone to vouch for Spider-Man. They only know kind of one guy, and this is where Hawkeye comes up trumps. He goes, "We need to send for Daredevil, because he's the only person we know that has ever had contact with Spider-Man."
I'm kind of worried here because they've clearly looked at Spider-Man and all of his tomfoolery and gone, you know, Drake meme where he's like doing a pointing thing where he's like nodding.
The Hotline Bling meme.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And then they've looked at Daredevil and they've gone like the shunning bit of it. It's just Daredevil is clearly the more refined, more capable superhero. Why are they not asking Daredevil to be on the Avengers?
I think it may be something with him being blind.
That's discriminative.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Like the Avengers headquarters just got a fuck ton of stairs and it's not disability friendly. It's just like captains there, like, well, we'll have to get Braille and all the lift signs. It's impractical.
They need this character reference. They send for Daredevil. They know he's blind, so they send an audio signal to attract him. What's really odd is during when, so Captain America and Goliath, Hank Pym, are setting up this kind of frequency to call in Daredevil. And someone off screen says to Captain America, how come we've never offered membership to Daredevil? And they're just like, they say, oh, maybe we will one day.
I fucking guarantee this was John Romita. This is John Romita turning around to Stan and saying, could we possibly get Daredevil into the Avengers, please? And
then Stan, yeah, I need two full-time gigs.
Stan was just like, we'll gloss over that real quick.
So Daredevil is, of course, scouring the city for crime. He feels the radio waves filling the air. He knows it's the Avengers. And what could they want? Has it been the day he's been waiting for?
So Charlie in the chocolate factory starts skipping about Hell's Kitchen like, I got a golden ticket.
Look, the comic doesn't say he assumes that he's going to be hired, but there must be something in him that says, if the Avengers want me, I'm ready.
And he's dusting off his shoulders and that, like, ready to walk in.
It's finally time. So he shows up and says, you know, I'm here, thank you. They have a request to make, and they say, yeah, we want information about Spider-Man. And I can't help but think he's probably inside, dying inside. So he says all the things about the Ringmaster and how we partnered, and I encountered him, you know, once again during the Rhino incident. I've seen him. He gets my recommendation. If you want an Avenger, he's probably your guy.
with a really... at the end of it.
They just say, thanks.
No, piss
the
off.
Door is there.
It's so rough.
They don't actually say that, but he disappears in the next panel.
like the Avengers are gone. Thank you, and turned back round to the round table and started discussing shit. Meanwhile, Daredevil is just still standing there in the background, just looking about. As you say, like, no one's speaking anymore, and I can't see anyone, so have they left?
So the Avengers aren't the most well-equipped bunch, I'd say. They don't have any recon or info or intel on Spider-Man.
I mean, for one, it kind of looks like their whole entire headquarters is based around literally a patio table.
So when Daredevil shows up, I've kind of got the feeling that they went to him, do you have any info on this guy? And he just can't see the picture of Spider-Man.
It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah. And he says, what guy? Well, what guy? You know, our Daredevil voice. And then they're like, oh, yeah, he's blind. He can only feel the vibration. They just start shaking the picture. But <it's, laughs> do you feel the picture?
In Daredevil's mind, it's still just a piece of paper. It's okay. Just like, you know when like really ignorant people try to speak to foreign people and all they ever do is just shout English at them louder? It'd be the equivalent of that, just shaking the piece of paper violently.
And he must be thinking, well, yeah, I'm picking it up. That is A4 500 bond, high quality. Yeah, copier. Yeah, you can put that through a copier. Don't worry about that. Just fucks off.
200 gram. It's, see, Cap, I am blind. I'm awfully sorry. Could you describe this fellow? Well, he wears a red and blue suit. Listen here, Cap.
So Daredevil says Spidey is skillful, he's strong, he's powerful. They, the Avengers, that's good enough for them. So they vote to allow Spider-Man to be tested, and if he passes, he'll become a member of the team. He'll be one of the Avengers.
Sweet. Does he get like a little Avengers member card? This fits into his wallet.
You'd think so. They split up to find him, and so Thor is flying across the city, guided by his hammer Mjolnir.
Oh, excellent pronunciation!
I had to try. Iron Man is flying, you know, through his suit, and Hawkeye is just riding a hover scooter.
That's pretty badass, man. I kind of like it.
So when I was reading this panel, I read it the wrong way around. My eye kind of followed the top four to Iron Man to Hawkeye. I was hoping that it would be Hawkeye just walking on the streets looking for him.
just Spider-Man.
Where are you? So it's Thor who finds Spider-Man, who's kind of wall crawling. he's on a wall. And Thor approaches him. Thor doesn't dispense with any pleasantries and demands that Spider-Man reports to Avengers HQ immediately.
I like the fact that that Spider-Man is going, oh god, it's Thor, what do you want from me? And Thor is just like, you know, you've been summoned. And then like before Spider-Man's even been like, what, the Avengers? Thor's just like, I have spoken, and he fucks off.
Thor just says, he lands, holds his hammer at Spider-Man and says, heed my words, masked one. You are ordered to report to our headquarters as soon as possible. I have spoken.
You know, he just instantly left.
Well, he doesn't, because Spider-Man says, I don't know. I really don't know about this.
Spider-Man's like, well, I almost died because I had a cold the other day.
And you have just scared the shit out of me. My heart rate is 210.
Where does this fit into the continuity then? Where was this supposed to have been placed? Was this before we got his new apartment, afterwards?
This is before the new apartment. After the bike, before the new apartment.
Okay, sound.
Thor points at him and says, you are offered one of the highest of honours, an opportunity to be tested for membership in the Mighty Avengers. And Spider-Man just says, tested? You're a fucking test me. You don't even know what I'm capable of.
Like, insert that fucking copy pasta meme about like the who the fuck are you speaking to, kid?
The Navy SEAL.
Because you know
who are you speaking to right now, you little bitch?
I have over 300 confirmed kills.
I have over 300 confirmed arrests.
And the thing is, Peter Parker is that exact kind of person to do that.
What the fuck did you just fucking say about me, you little Avenger? I'll have you know, I graduated top of my class in Empire State University, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on criminals across New York, and I have over 300 confirmed street arrests. I'm trained in spider warfare, and I'm the top spider in the entire United States. You are nothing to me but just another target, and I will wipe you the fuck out with precision and logs, which has never been seen before on this earth or any other dimension you visited. Mark my fucking word. You think you can get away with saying that shit to me over the internet? Think again, fucker. As we speak, I'm contacting my secret network of spies across the United States, and your presence is being traced right now across the dimensions, so you better prepare for the storm back in Asgard, maggot. The storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your life. You're fucking dead, Thor. I can be anywhere, anytime, across dimensions, and I can kill you in over 700 ways, from Midgard to Asgard, and that's just with my bare fucking hands. Not only am I extensively trained in unarmed combat, but I have access to the entire arsenal of the United States Marine Corps because I can build it in my bedroom. And I will use it to its full extent to wipe your miserable ass off the face of the continent, you little shit. If only you could have known what unholy retribution your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you.
Oh.
Maybe you've held your fucking tongue, but you couldn't. You didn't, and now you're paying the price. You goddamn idiot. I will shit fury all over you, and you will drown in it. You're fucking dead, kiddo. Wow.
Masked Spider-Man, that was some fancy wordsmithing.
But I must insist, HR, demand the test.
Also your medical records. It's kind of a big deal nowadays.
And I mean, we had to offer the test to Daredevil, and he passed with flying colours.
We are not discriminative. We also offer equal placements for the lesser-abled superheroes.
Spider-Man's on the wall. Thor's come out of this, asking for the test. Spider-Man actually says the following, "I never said I wanted to be an Avenger, and I've always been a loner. I want to think about this for a while."
I just feel like there should be a Flash somewhere, like anywhere, just popping up and like, "That's right, Peter Parker."
Thor says, "Well, only a few men have been honoured in such a fashion. Art thou a little bitch?"
Rough. Literally as well. Well, not literally, but...
It's along those lines.
Yeah. It's... May as well.
And he's kind of rinsing off the spiel about how it's honourable, the record the Avengers have, the noble achievements, Earth's mightiest fighters. Spider-Man just says, "Take it fucking easy and jog on."
Like, Spider-Man made up his mind on the spot, man. He was just like, you know what? You know what it is? Because the last time he tried to join a team of weirdo superheroes, he got put in a giant glass.
Yeah. He was going to get studied. For obvious reasons, Spider-Man's kind of panicking and asked to be left alone. Thor carried on berating him.
Well, he's found out that he's on the Avengers radar.
Yeah, and he doesn't know what that'll bring to his life. Eventually, Thor does leave and gives him a day to kind of think it over. Which is kind of nice, considering he was waving a hammer at him, calling him a bitch.
That's decent of him.
So Spider-Man, as Peter Parker, continues with his life. But again, it's another day for Peter Parker ruined by internal conflict. What's new?
Well, because at this point, he was still living with Aunt May as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he thinks, if I become an Avenger, that's publicity I don't need, and it's going to endanger Aunt May. And I'll be involved in some high-class stuff.
Like, end-of-the-world shit. Like, thus far, he's just been saving New York.
Every week, I almost get killed by hobos. What happens when I face threats that span dimensions?
It's just really filthy, like, hepatitis needles.
Yes. So he's in danger. He's going to be in more danger. And he's full of...
If I remember correctly, this was a point where he was in a very, very low point of his career.
Like, what's new?
I know what's new, but it seemed to have been picking up lately. He's got his new pad. Aunt May's now looked after. He's got... Yeah, he got beat up, but he had a cold. But... It was looking up a little bit, at least. But at this point, it was not all just heading downhill, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's never been going that good for him. But before, it was, you know, he didn't really know his place in life. Now he's been offered a really big opportunity, but at what cost?
Mm.
And he doesn't even know if he'll get it. He feels like he deserves the opportunity, but he doesn't want to test for it.
Yeah, but Peter Parker feels like he deserves everything.
What's new?
Hmm.
So, at the end of the day, he comes to the conclusion, look, my powers have been given to me for a reason. I need to help the world. I owe it to the world. Thor was right. I've got an obligation to mankind.
It's probably the most noble thing I've ever heard, Peter.
Within seconds, he's swinging right around to Avengers Mansion, through the front door, and he greets the members of the team.
Surely security should be a hell of a lot stronger than that.
You'd think so. So he greets Captain America and he's introduced to everyone. Captain America, obviously the super soldier, Iron Man, the Wasp, she can go small, the Goliath, he can go big, and Thor is quite literally the God of Thunder. That leaves Hawkeye.
Literally, imagine the inner monologue of Peter Parker just being like, that guy from the Norse comics is actually fucking real.
You must imagine that he comes to conversation with Hawkeye and goes, you know, what can you do? I can crawl up walls, I can swing. What can you go? He goes, well, you see that can of beans over there? I can hit it. Hey, Spider-Man, you see that traffic light outside? Yeah, give me a shoe. Yeah, Spider-Man, anytime you've got an alien on your back, you know he's going to hit it in the head with a brick from 100 yards. Me.
The thing is, if Hawkeye, right, if this Hawkeye in the dorky purple costume, yeah, was about in this day and age, you know for a fact he would have, like, a YouTube channel like Dude Perfect. Him just randomly throwing lots of, like, basketballs into bins from miles away.
It would just be him in the Midwest, so he's got an open range. Kind of just... Have you seen Forged by Fire when they make their own swords and bows? And It'd just be him doing that to a montage of just like heavy metal, new metal on YouTube, just laying out arrows off and a bow he's built.
But the production value would be fucking terrible. Like to the point where you could see him getting back up after the shot's done and going to fetch the camera and turning it off.
No, there's a time lapse of him just like rattling off these arrows and the camera falls over. He just kind of walks over to it fast and he puts it back. Doesn't edit it out.
He just has conversations on it and he's just like
when you put The Sims on full speed.
Yeah! It's like a whole video and then at the end he's just like, I made these sweet carbon arrows.
So Hawkeye, that's a pretty good skill to have. But I'm looking at everyone on this team and I'm seeing maybe two people who don't have that ability.
You know, the sad thing about Hawkeye though is that there is another villain in the Marvel universe that has the exact same powers. It's not even powers, it's just being super accurate, and that's Bullseye. Like, literally the exact same thing. Like, imagine having the exact same powers in the whole entire universe. Like, you're not unique, yet you're an Avenger. What the fuck?
I'm all for Hawkeye. I think he takes a lot of flack and he's deserved because, you know, all these guys, they fall off a building, the medical bills don't exist. Hawkeye falls off a building fighting for the country, fighting for the world. Dude has to pay those medical bills because his bones ain't growing back.
Not to mention the fact that when it comes to Halloween, Hawkeye gives out full-size candy bars.
Yeah, Hawkeye just wants the little things to flick at things. So you can leave him all your shit candy because he can use it to flick at targets.
Exactly. He's the real MVP.
So Spider-Man obviously asks for his test because he's impatient and instantly Hawkeye tries to fight him.
Yeah, it's
because... I wouldn't.
Hawkeye has something to prove, that's why. See, you know what this reminds me of? I remember before I wanted to get into games development and someone said to me this phrase that stuck with me forever. It's like, you have to be better than their worst. So it's like they keep Hawkeye around just so they have like a benchmark for new people to come around.
So Spider-Man asks for his test and instantly Hawkeye tries to fight him. But I can imagine a scenario here where Hawkeye kills Spider-Man. You've got to imagine he's in the Avengers, not just because of his accuracy, because his accuracy and his speed and his sleight of hand is so good that it puts him above every single person on the world, including superhumans. So if he's got a knife and he's fighting Spider-Man, that knife is going into Spider-Man's head 95% of the time.
No, man, because Spider-Man's got a whole other seventh sense to be able to know, like, if there's a trap happening or if there is an arrow coming.
Yeah, I guess it's a conversation. It's a deeper conversation for another time. But I still
and we're
think...
not those kind of nerds. We are. We definitely Hawkeye's... are. We just don't record it.
Hawkeye's tried to fight him. Captain America has to butt in, being Captain America. So another thing, actually, he's going to ask what Captain America's power is. Captain America is just honest. His power is not telling lies and being good.
And to be fair, in this day and age, that's a power that everyone needs.
Yes, that's true. We could all learn from Captain America. But fighting Hawkeye isn't the test. In fact, we haven't got a test.
Captain America. Captain America's power is literally just being better than you in every way possible. Literally, just hands on hips, staring off into the sunset going, well, son, I'm just better than you.
The Avengers, mate, they haven't decided on a test for Spider-Man.
Oh, so they asked him to come along for a test, but didn't actually set up said test.
Well, Spider-Man, he loses his temper, at least.
Because Spider-Man just pumped himself up, man. He was just like, yes, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do it. Gets in there and he's like super anticlimactic. And let's not forget that Hawkeye just tried to like stab him with an arrow point.
So Spidey's exasperated. He says, what kind of test is there to join a fighting team? And the Wasp says to Hank Pym, Hank, I don't like it. He looks angry. And Iron Man steps up and he points at Spidey on his chest. He goes, look, step out of the room. We need to think for a test. We need to come up with a test for you. And it'll be faster if you're not breathing down our damn necks. Spider-Man flips out.
Oh, classic Shellhead.
Yeah, it says, Shellhead, I'm not some nobody. I don't want a handout. If you don't want me to join, I'm gone. Four screams silence. And Spider-Man's thinking to himself, I'm so worked up. I just lost my dumb temper again. Oh, gee whiz.
Gee whiz. He's kicking the dirt, kicking up rocks.
He's kicked off at Iron Man. Thor has stepped in. This kind of panics the Avengers now, the lot of them. Captain America and Thor move in to hold Spider-Man back.
It's a bit overkill.
Captain America tries to call Spider-Man off by saying, look, we test everyone. HR demands that we treat everyone fairly after we let Hawkeye into the team.
Hawkeye's just like really on an apprenticeship scheme.
Captain America tries to call Spidey off. He says, you know, we have the trial for a reason, for your power, your loyalty, your ability to think on your feet. Spider-Man says, look, I do not want to test. This is all nuts. I'm better at avenging than anyone in this room.
Fuck, it's a bold statement, Peter.
Hawkeye loses his fucking mind at this.
Because Hawkeye's like got short man syndrome in the Avengers tables. He's like, "Who are you saying can't avenge? I can avenge better than you."
Because Hawkeye gets away because he's the most mortal of them, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
So when he's got kind of a thing in the team, but he loses that thing in the team if they let an 18-year-old person join. He's kind of cute and funny, and he comes with your wisecracks, which is Hawkeye's thing.
Yeah.
So he's lost everything in the group except being the most mortal one. Because like, the Wasp can be small to avoid danger. Goliath can be big. Iron Man has a suit and Captain America is superhuman and Thor is a god. So Hawkeye becomes the most vulnerable of them. And that's his kind of, that will be his only thing if Spider-Man joins. But he's also been the one on Spider-Man's side the entire time going, I'm the one who voted you in. And now you're going to put the Avengers down in front of me, not when I'm fucking around, guy.
Gas.
Spider-Man thinks, oh, this is the test. They want to see me lose my shit.
Spider, this is not the test, mate.
Spider-Man throws Captain America off him, throws Thor off him, and dives across the table to strangle Hawkeye.
So, like, this guy that they know nothing about other than having a full, like, life-size poster of him has just come in, demanded the test. They've all said, like, all right, now, you got to think of something. We've got to think of something that can really, like, test you. And he's just instantly assaulted him.
So this is a scene now. The table has been flipped. Thor has got his hammer out. Captain America's ready to jump in with the fists. Hawkeye and Spider-Man are in a full-on fist fight. And Iron Man is kind of just standing off saying, guys, be careful. He's got the strength of a spider. Like, whilst there is a god in the room, whilst there is another god in the room in the form of Captain America, whilst there's a trained assassin in the room, Iron Man is, and there's a giant human being.
Like literally could just like cup him like he was a giant spider, like he was an actual spider. Just put him in both hands.
Iron Man is concerned that, don't forget his spider strength.
God damn it.
Hawkeye could stab him to fuck. Like, in this melee, anything goes, spider sense isn't going to get him out of everything.
Oh, no. He's dead. All it'll take is for to literally just lay his hammer down one time.
Yeah, in this melee, quick like arrow between the ribs, game over.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All it has to happen then is a hammer. Spider-Man still thinks it's a test. He's not listening to anyone. They're all trying to calm him down. He's not listening to anyone. And Hawkeye goes for the arrow. He just goes, let me have him.
Instant kill.
Then Goliath picks up Spider-Man, who says, you know, this isn't the test. They're all serious about this.
Like, he's already had like three or four thoughts so far that it was like, oh shit, I've lost my temper. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. And then like the next one's like, oh, I've put my foot in it like a little bit more this time. I shouldn't have done that. And this one is literally like, yeah, I fucked up. I really fucked up bad. This is serious.
And Goliath says, little man, we've been patient with you. Backhands him and says, your undeniable strength impresses us, but your temper tantrum's letting us down. And someone in the background saying, oh, if only he wasn't so hot-tempered.
Oh.
Oh.
Wah,
wah. Iron Man eventually steps in to break it up after Kyan just waiting on the back burner for a while. It all calms down. And I said, look.
Because Iron Man's just been standing there going, maybe he's onto something. Maybe we should kill Hawkeye.
Iron Man says, look, whilst you've been having a scrap, I've actually thought up a test. We need someone to go after the Incredible Hulk because he's constantly causing scenes. And we've been busy doing shit. So we need someone to get the Hulk and bring him back.
Makes sense.
And that's your test. And it's a lot to ask of one guy. But if you want to be an Avenger, you have to drag the Hulk back here. Spider-Man says, I don't care if he's the strongest known mortal on the Earth. Get that cage ready, Dad.
Like dirt in the mouth.
Spider-Man's out. He's gone. He's off. They're all just, all the Avengers are like, we got away with that one. Someone was going to get murdered.
Straight up murder in the mansion.
Yeah, he's straight off. He's gone out the window. He needs to find the Hulk and bring him back alive and capture him. So he kind of scouts the city for him. But man, after hours of looking around and web swinging, he's a bit thirsty. So he literally swings into the Daily Bugle in front of his boss, J. Jonah Jameson, walks to the water fountain, picks up a cup of water.
He just saunters over
and drinks the water. You can see this, can't you? You can actually see this.
You can actually see it.
He walks in. As J. Jonathan is trying to call the police, the chief writer, Fred Foswell, bursts in and goes, guys, we need to report on a new story. The Hulk is going mad at this gamma ray research center. He's going nuts. Spider-Man pulls down his mask, chucks a cup in the bin, goes, well, I'm off, guys. I know where I gotta be.
Jesus Christ.
he instantly finds a Hulk.
Just because he was thirsty? Or you mean like he's just gone instantly there and he's like, bam, Hulk?
Yeah, he went to the Daily Bugle, had his drink, overheard the conversation, and fucked off to find the Hulk, and he found the Hulk. The Hulk there. The Hulk has encountered Spider-Man before, but he doesn't remember him, which is natural because he's the Hulk.
Yeah, he just sees a blue and red blur.
This drawing of the Hulk looks like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. He looks impressively big but small.
Yeah, he's compact, man.
The world's smallest big man. They instantly scrap because Spider-Man, the Hulk doesn't really want it. He just wants everyone to leave him alone. But Spider-Man says, you're coming with me, guy. if you like it or not, you're coming with me. So Hulk goes mad, tries to smash him down. They trade a few blows, and Spider-Man is on the back foot, but Hulk flies off balance, tries to hit Spider-Man with a punch, but oh no, he's hit some radioactive material.
Ah, wouldn't you know it? Just you can't move for radioactive material in these comics.
This gamma radiation blinds the Hulk and leads to his transformation back into his mortal form as Dr. Bruce Banner.
Right, so there's been a nuclear device literally broken right next to Spider-Man. And we know that the radioactive spider blood and all that sort of shit, yeah, is in his blood. And we know that the Hulk turns to Hulk because of radiation as well. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is like straight up last stage case of cancer delivered straight to Spider-Man right there and then.
Well, Bruce Banner is just thanking God. He's like, you did it. You did it. I'm free. But before we can kind of tell Spider-Man the deal, he says, you know, I'm Bruce Banner. This is what happens. I was injured in a gamma radiation accident, and now I turn into the Hulk when I'm angry or, you know, something happens. I'm just turning into the Hulk all the time, and I haven't really got much control over it. He turns back into the Hulk.
Just like long enough for him to dump some exposition.
That's what I was about to say. He was not bathed with gamma radiation, but the radiation of exposition. So Spider-Man's caught off guard, but he sees his chance. The Hulk isn't at full strength. He's kind of like half man, half Hulk. So Spider-Man just lays one on him. It's him with transformation.
Doesn't even give him a chance.
Like, you can see that guy. Yeah. He's kind of just turning into the Hulk. He's like, ah, now, mate. And Spider-Man just lays him out with a big punch. And he gets that thick webbing, wraps him up. He's ready. But he looks at him, and after hearing Dr. Banner's story, he feels really bad.
Oh, after he just gave him a cheap shot straight to the jaw?
Yeah.
He's like turning back into Hulk gave Spider-Man a fucking, like, a jump scare. And he's like, punched straight in the jaw.
Yeah. He says, like, this guy's a man. There's a man in all of this, and he deserves to be treated better. So he unwraps the webbing. Well, the Hulk's breaking out of it anyway, don't get me wrong. But Spider-Man actually helps unwrap him. And he lets him go on his way. The Hulk walks off so sad, and he slaps Spider-Man for good measure. But he walks off so sad, and Spider-Man doesn't want him to be kept tortured, you know, or locked up by the Avengers. He doesn't want to be a part of that. So he goes back to Avengers Mansion and eavesdrops a little. They're all worried. The Avengers around their table, which has an A on it, they say, oh, man, the Hulk has beat him. The Hulk has beat him. We'll have to wait. I didn't think it would be that hard. And Spider-Man just pops in through the window, waves, and they come rushing out going, what's happened? Where's the Hulk? Oh, are you okay? What has been going on? Spider-Man says, well, you're going to have to do it without me. See you later.
Peace out.
He's acting the big guy. He goes home. He's really sad. He's like, I've deliberately botched that big opportunity. And it was the right thing to do, but I am hurting inside.
It would have been that like little bit of an ego boost he needed.
He goes back to his normal life, and that is the end of the comic.
Oh, that's a fairly decent annual, that was. Yeah, usually it's like just random shit thrown together, but that one was actually well thought through and...
That's the Spider-Man Annual 3, man.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What issue will we be back with next week?
Issue 50.
The big 5-0.
Yeah, of The Amazing Spider-Man. Of course, a caveat. You are going on holiday next week.
Yes, I am.
So this Annual 3 comes with a disclaimer that there may be no episode next week.
Sorry, guys.
But sorry. Return to business after. You will have your annual three, and we'll go back into the big stuff with Spider-Man 50. Or, God forbid, if annual four is next.
Oh, God.
but I'm pretty sure it's not. I'll have to double check. But
I'm pretty sure it's not. In
the most, I was pretty sure about other things as well.
In the most unconvincing tone of voice ever.
But we'll be back with more Spider-Man at some point. So I hope you had a good new year. Thank you for listening. It'll be a pleasure to meet you all again in 2019 and many new faces, I hope. You can find us at Spidey Podcast. We do love hearing off you anytime, regardless of if an episode's out or not. It's cool to keep in the conversation. Thanks for tagging us in all your stuff.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And speaking to us across.
We appreciate a good Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, we love everything. We love all the discussion. So thank you for involving us in your conversations. It's been a pleasure. And we look forward to that continuing in 2019 with new people involved as well, hopefully. So thank you for listening. Any new listeners, thank you as well for joining in. Find us at Spidey Podcast on Twitter. If you liked it, you can leave a review if you want, or you can just speak to us. We love hearing off you in DMs or following. You know, you can contact us. You can find us. So thank you very much. We'll be back very soon. Probably a short 1 week break, and then we'll be back really into the swing of things, I guess. Yeah. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, it was.
But but we'll be back into the swing of things is the best word. The best word for the situation, Brad. And we'll be back with more Spider-Man. So thank you for listening. And we'll see you soon, guys. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, he said.